then the column also has the acanthus leaf. So the Corinthian with the acanthus leaf does include us. We brought the acanthus to it. The oil, from the acanthus is the balm that soothes the Gilead.
I think you said once that the acanthus was not from this world.
Well, we'd say the acanthus is, but the oil is not. Pure hemlock is not from this world, but the oil of it is. And if you keep going, you're going to get into frankincense, and that's a whole another conversation, isn't it? Especially the silver. Yes. Look at you, honey. Child, you're doing all right today. Ooh, yum, yum, yum. Don't get us all started. You'll have Bob orgasming and all kind of good stuff. It'll be a fun day. Yeah, the nuts on Bob. It's all good. They're good.
Yes,
okay, so you got silver frankincense. You got silver frankincense. What about it? We can ask you questions. You've been doing this. Tell us about silver frankincense.
I really don't know
frankincense.
What that means.
Well, look it up. Frankincense, silver. It's a kind. Tell us all about it. We must know. The cliched glib archetype must be known. So therefore, student of the lesson teacher, teach us now that we may know.
Teach us now that we may know.
Frankincense. Yes. It's a resin.
Mm-hmm. Of what? Made from what?
It's the resin and oils from Oman, Aden, Somalia, Ethiopia, and India. Teach us now that we may know. Give us more information. You tell us about silver, frankincense, especially in the powdered form. Tell us. So you're not asking us. We're asking you. You tell us. Kingship on earth. Symbol of deity.
Yes,
myrrh is an embalming oil, the symbol of the old death. Now, you come back, you have this an anointing. It's anointing. You anoint it as a perfume. You wear it as a archetype. It's more valuable than gold. And that's very valuable because now you have no money checks, so gold is the bumper. Gold bumps. But it really doesn't matter, because if you're dealing in euros, they're all gone anyway, so it doesn't matter. And if you got pesos, they really don't apply either, but it's okay to have some pesos. I guess you just have to have a lot of pesos, but don't have yuans. Yuans aren't so good, but if you're going to do a yen carry trade, then you can have some yen, but or maybe some colones. Maybe colones, that's the ticket. Yeah, it must be colones. That must be it. Now, the gifts of the spirit as kingship on earth, okay, and frankincense, the symbol of deity, applies to your position. Go ahead.
What will be the reason that was only for the kings? And
right, because of its value.
Yes, but why is so valuable? What's the power of this incense or...
You got to ask it a different way, sugar, because otherwise we'll be hawking. So you don't want us to go into the Stephen Hawking version of an explanation that goes on for about an hour and you can't figure out what the point was, because we came from an angle that has to be intersected with the outside oil of the frankincense that will be on the 31st parallel line that is now the 33rd, because by 11 degrees it has shifted and changed and cannot be applied to the past overrun sun side in the Mexico.
But from all the oils, why would this specific incense be used for anointing kings? And
it's what the Dafar chose.
But what is in this substance that makes it so valuable? Is it the non-physical that makes it like this?
And it's what the Dafar chose.
It says, come from the three Dashi countries of Murbat, Shir, and Dofar, from the depths of the remotest mountains.
Was that used by Frank the First and all these people?
Mostly Bob.
But why, what is the real reason that they were using this Frank and Silver?
It's what worked. It's what worked.
Yeah, it's about Bob. But what was the question that he said, Bob? Mostly Bob. What was the topic?
Yes,
Who used the element?
If Frank was using this, if you use it, but what for? What's anointing? I mean, I know, but what is really anointing?
Transdermal DMSO.
Transdermal DMSO. Wow. You hear that, Carol? That's some modern stuff. Carol could explain it.
It's a chemical that drives other medicines into the skin, and it has properties on its own, but the FDA banned it for direct use of arthritis and various things.
Why was that substance used?
They use it
for
to
anointing?
Drive things into the skin so that, if someone anointed you with something, you could add DMSO to that substance and it would drive it into the skin more strongly. But especially with our Remag and Remite, they don't need anything attached to them to get them into the cells.
Awesome. That's
right. But the reference was not that it was likened to dimethyl sulfoxide, as the frankincense was likened to it. You didn't add it to it. It was an example of it. So it's potent.
So frankincense itself gets across the skin, gets into the body quickly as if it were like DMSO.
Yes, because its density is 1.0 grams per cubic centimeter. So the density, it's almost like a heavy metal, but not quite.
Mm. Mm. Cool.
It's going to be very yummy. I'm really going to like it.